Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 33, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing?
Doing great. So happy the weather is finally breaking here in Chicago. It's been so gosh darn cold here. It's a little nicer day today. So everybody's bright-eyed, bush-tailed, happy, and we got some major amounts of handicapping here to do here, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But as all of our housekeeping we need to do is just tell you to make sure you're visiting our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and at the top of the page, we have the links to every way you can listen to us, which includes Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to us in your favorite podcatcher using our RSS feed. Google Android users, you can go out there and listen to us using the Google Play Music link there, as well as you can listen to us on Spotify. We just had that last week, so you can click that link and be able to open and listen to us right in your Spotify player, right at the top of the webpage. You also can listen to us on Stitcher Radio, and there's another way you can listen to us now, which we just realized this week, is you can actually ask your Amazon Echo to play our latest episode. So you have to say Lady, which I'm not saying her name because I'll activate all your echoes out there. Ask Stitcher to play Off the Charts Horse Racing and she'll play you the latest episode. It's pretty cool. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR as Steve posts any late changes and maybe other picks he finds. Well, not this week because he handicapped the entire Keeneland card. So we'll get to that in a minute here. We now have over 4,200 downloads of our podcast. We can't thank you enough for listening. It's just incredible. Every week we got people listening. And you're listening after the pick. So we love it that you're really enthused and enjoying what we're providing you in this podcast. So the agenda for this week, there will not be a nugget segment this week. For the reason is that Steve decided he wanted to handicap the entire Keeneland card for the Saturday, which is awesome. And so we'll be spending most of our time doing that today. But we'll want to review last week and take a look at what that's going on, what happened last week, and then we'll dig right into that big card that you did. So go ahead and just give us your backup on what happened last week.
Yeah, Dave. So I should mention that actually our podcasts now are over 4,300 as of. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
just a little while ago. So we're averaging around 240 downloads an episode now over the last four episodes. So
it's amazing.
So great stuff. I'm very happy that that people are embracing this and. Yeah. And are interested in what we have to say about the races coming up the following week. So
yes,
it's all good.
Great stuff.
Let's review real quick last week, Dave. As you mentioned, I did something that I said I was going to do on a podcast. Probably mentioned it 4 or 5 weeks ago. I said at some point I'm going to review handicap an entire card and. And I've done that now. So real quickly, let's talk about last week. Six stakes races, one top pick winner, two top two pick winners. Five winners of the six races were found in our top three picks.
Great.
So overall, Dave, as you know, what I've been keeping track of is how many top two pick winners that we provide. 183 stakes races, 82 top two pick winners, 45%. Pretty amazing. You know, the reason I like to focus on the top two picks is just because, you know, people like to play the exactas and for not a whole lot of investment, they can play both our top picks, our top two picks in every race. And as you know, pretty consistently, that's been a pretty profitable, wager. Ever since we started these podcasts. So that I like to keep track of that and just kind of make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable to what we said we want to do in this podcast, which is identify winners and not go long shot fishing and, you know, some of the other things that that other handicappers do. So anyways, Dave, pretty nice run. The Derby is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks away.
Yeah, I saw a tweet on Twitter earlier today. Someone had just listed the last 17 Kentucky Derby winners, and I quickly just looked over the list, and I had picked five of the 17 winners over the last 17 years. Okay. That's something that you can certainly verify for the listeners.
Special last year.
And and the return on investment would have been 300%. So you would have tripled your money had you bet all the horses that I had selected as the top picks over the last 17 years, including horses like Animal Kingdom that paid for, you know, over $43 to win. So, so I'm excited about the Derby.
Yeah, me too.
I've been spending a lot of time figuring out what I want to do in terms of a selection. And so as you said, Dave, I have no nugget segment this week. That was kind of my little nugget segment right there. Just a little bit of a mention around the Kentucky Derby. People who aren't on Twitter need to get on Twitter, yes. Not just to follow us, but just to follow the information. I mean, I was able to watch workouts on Twitter. Some of the Derby contenders are working out, and there's video. I mean, if you want information, you know, follow quality people in the horse racing business on Twitter, and you'll get a lot of good information that can help your handicapping.
And if you're following us, you can look at who we're following, because we're following a lot of the key people in the industry too. So you're bound to be able to find someone that's going to be showing some great information. So
yeah, Dave, and that's, you know, that's the thing. I retweet a lot of things. I like a lot of things, and if you're following us, then you'll see all those things as well. You'll know the things that I think that are important.
Absolutely. So let's dig right in, because we got a big card to go through here. And the races are mixed, right? They're a mix of graded stakes and just
Actually, Dave, there's only one graded stakes.
Oh, no card. Okay.
At Keeneland tomorrow. But really, my intention here was to give the listeners an opportunity to invest in pick threes, pick fours, pick fives. I'm going to do going through these 10 races, admittedly pretty quickly, I'm going to identify horses that I think might be keys that people can use as singles in their pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives. Right. I'm going to identify some long shots that I think the listeners ought to put in there. In their multi-win race wagers. But as you know, Dave, I mentioned I was going to do this at some point, decided to do it for tomorrow. Mostly because the Derby prep season is kind of over now.
Right.
All the preps are done. You know, when I looked at the menu of graded stakes and stakes races to handicap tomorrow, there wasn't a whole lot there. So I thought this would be a really good Saturday to give a try at doing what you and I do every Saturday, which is try to hit some pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives. So,
all right, we'll go through each race quickly, and I will identify each one that has the specific gimmick, which would be pick threes, pick fours, pick fives. And we'll get through it pretty quick early here, because there's a lot, but listen intently here, and we'll definitely get you some winners here. So let's kick it right off. Let's start off with the first race. This is a mile and 3/16. It's a 10,000 claimer, purse $20,000, and then it's 4-year-olds and upward. Let's get your picks for this first race.
Yeah, Dave. So my selection in this race is the five horse. The five horse is Bagpipes, Eric Reed, trains the rookie jockey Pachisa is in the irons, and he's having a pretty nice Keeneland meet against a bunch of top jockeys. I actually have identified this horse as a key horse right away in the first race. One of my very few horses that will probably be a single. This horse is dropping from 20,000 into 10,000 claimers, second off a layoff. This trainer does really good, second off a layoff. If I had to make a second selection in this race, Dave, it would be the two-horse Vibe. Matt Shirer's the trainer. Sean Bridgemahan's the jockey. There's some things to like here on a pretty nice lifetime record. Moving from Joe Smith as a trainer to Matt Shirer, very limited menu of races that Matt has trained in terms of the number of horses, but this horse looks logical off the claim, and our third and final selection in this race, Dave, will be the one horse. The one horse is Tabadol. Kenny Miller trains. Jimmy Graham is the jockey. This horse is 5-1 in the morning line. I don't know if I mentioned that Vibe, the two horse in this race, who was my second selection, was 3-1. So, But our third selection is the one horse who is 5-1. I like the fact that this horse is second off a claim and is moving from an advantageous post position, was in the 10 post last time, and is moving to the rail. So our selections here, Dave, are the 5 in this first race, are the 5, the 2, and the 1, with the 5 being a star play.
Okay, and I forgot to mention that this is the beginning of the pick 5, so just make sure you know that. And that's the big one of the day, the pick 5.
Yep, pick right. 5, it's also a pick 3, so you can play the pick 3 and the pick 5.
Oh, missed that. My apologies. Yes, pick 3 and pick 5. Let's get on to the second race. Second race, 7 furlongs, claiming 30,000 fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward, and that also starts a pick 4. As well as a pick 3. So let's kick in for your picks for that.
Yeah, so my top selection in this race, Dave's going to be the 4. The 4 is Faster and Blazes. J.K. Sweezy trains. T. Pizarro's the jockey. This horse is 5-1 in the morning line. It's a Tampa shipper going turf to dirt that has early speed. My second selection in this race is going to be the 3 horse Soft Cheese, Kenny McPeak, BJ Hernandez, 5-2 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff, dropping from allowances to claim to claiming races. And my third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 1. The 1 is Eternal Vow, Ben Colbrook trains, Florent Giroux, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse was purchased for $210,000. This horse also shows some speed, probably will get a good 2-hole trip behind our top selections. So to summarize, Dave, in Keeneland's second race, our selections are going to be the 4, the 3, and the 1.
Okay. Third race, mile and eighth. It's a turf race, $50,000 claimers, $38,000 purse, fillies, 3-year-olds, and 3-year-olds. It also starts a pick 3. Give us your race and picks for that.
So in this third race, Dave, my top selection is going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Miraculously. Brendan Walsh trains. Florent Giroux is the jockey. 3-1 in the morning line. Got a nice Tomlinson on the turf at 3:39. Is coming off a little bit of a layoff. I kind of like Brendan Walsh in these kinds of layoff situations. If you notice, this horse broke its maiden through disqualification the last time. But the breeding's good and the jockey is, 19% right now at Keeneland. So this horse looks like it's probably the logical pick to put on top. So let's make the 4 horse Miraculously our top selection. Our second selection is going to be the 7 horse Rahway. Mike Maker's the trainer. Jose Ortiz is the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. Maker made a pretty nice claim here in December at Fairgrounds. This horse is trying the turf for the first time, but Maker's 19%. When he puts horses on the turf for the first time, pretty nice Tomlinson of 3:23, top jockey in Ortiz. We'll make the 7 horse Rahway our second selection. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 2 horse Hazana. Mike Matz trains. Joel Rosario is the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. Rosario's red hot at Keeneland, 21%. He's also 21% when he rides for Matz. I like Matz on turf horses, and actually I don't mind this jockey change from Johnny V to Rosario. Different styles. Maybe that'll help this horse out a little bit. Let's make our selections then in race 3 at Keeneland, Dave, the 4, the 7, and the 2.
Okay, the 4th race is 6.5 furlongs, $21,000 purse, maidens, fillies, and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. And that also has a pick 3.
Yeah, they all have pick 3. So it's rolling pick 3s, yep. Dave, so the listeners can just keep rolling through them. Also, I don't know if you mentioned in the second race, there was also a pick 4 as well as a pick 3.
Yep, I did. So I'll assume, keep them going here, the pick 3s are going, they're rolling throughout the card.
So race 4 here at Keeneland, Dave, my top selection and one of my long shot plays for the day is going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Even Score, trained by Phil Sims. Jake Gilligan is the jockey. This horse is 10-1 in the morning line. This sire, Even Score, is 19% with maidens first time out. So This horse has had a couple races over the Keeneland track, albeit in the fall, and didn't race very well, but at least is familiar with the racetrack. Is dropping from maiden 40s to maiden 20s. And Sims is pretty good, 13% with maiden claimers. So let's make this four horse, Dave, even score our top selection in this race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the eight horse. The eight horse is Ravage, Brad Cox trains, Florent Giroux the jockey. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line. So this horse will be the post time favorite, as you can imagine. This horse is moving up in class from maiden 12.5s to maiden 20s. Did show early speed the last time. Giroux and Cox are 29% at Keeneland and 30% overall in the last year. So good trainer jockey combination. The price isn't very good though at 8-5. No. So let's make the eight horse Ravage our second selection. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the three horse Mormula. Wesley Ward trains. Joel Rosario is the jockey. 3-1 in the morning line. Rosario and Ward do pretty well together, 25%. This horse has taken a little bit of a class drop going synthetic to dirt. And also going route to sprint. Ward is, is crazy successful right now at Keeneland with a win rate of over 30%. Mm-hmm. So let's make the three horse Mormula our third and final selection, Dave. So in this fourth race, our selections are going to be the four, the eight, and the three, with the four being one of our long shot selections.
Okay. And fifth race, mile and a 16th, maiden special weights, purse 74,000, and maiden 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so my top selection in this fifth race, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Air on Fire. Ron Moquette trains. Ricardo Santana's the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse has got early speed, second off a layoff. I think this is probably a good scenario for this horse to possibly wire the field. This horse was bought for $350,000. We get 6-1 on the morning line. So let's make the three horse Air on Fire our top selection in this fifth race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the one horse Red Right Hand. Brendan Walsh trains. Jose Ortiz the jockey. 7-2 in the morning line. This horse is pretty lightly raced. Gets a good jockey change from Gary Stevens, who's a Hall of Famer, but to Jose Ortiz, who's as
you get Ortiz, you play Ortiz.
as we often hear every Saturday, yes. If you don't bet the Ortiz brothers, don't play the race. Yeah, so
exactly.
So I'm gonna make the one horse Red Right Hand our second selection here, and then our third and final selection is a little bit of a price play. Let's make the two horse Vinyl, trained by Albert Stahl. Corey Lineri's the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. Our third selection here, Dave. Lineri's at 19% right now. Albert Stahl's a top trainer. With this kind of layoff, is almost at 30%. This horse also has some early speed, might have the front or might sit in a very comfortable two-hole position. And I like Lannery in those kinds of scenarios, Dave. So in this fifth race, our selections are the three, the one, and the two.
All right. Sixth race is a mile on the turf. It's maiden special weights, $74,000 purse, three for maidens, 3-year-olds. And this starts the first leg of the pick five. Here's your picks.
Yeah, so my top selection in this race is the seven, Tearing It Up. Brian Lynch trains. Chris Landeros is the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse is out of English Channel, one of my favorite turf sires. This horse is also going turf to turf. May not have mentioned it before in other segments, but horses who try the turf for the very first time in their life generally improve by many lengths the second time on the turf, especially if it's back to back, so without a dirt race in between. So this horse is turf to turf, 5-1 in the morning line. Let's make the seven horse Tearing It Up our top selection. Our second selection in this race is going to be the three horse Lovesick Kitten. Mike Maker trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey. This horse is 6-5 in the morning line. You know, this is a Kitten's Joy horse with Ortiz and Maker. 6-5 is pretty rich. But we need to make sure we put this horse in our pick five, pick three sequences. So let's make the three horse Lovesick Kitten our second selection. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be another Kitten's Joy, the nine horse He's a Kitten, trained by Wesley Ward. A. Jimenez is the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. The big thing here is we get Ward on the turf. At Keeneland, where he has been excelling right now, 342 Tomlinson, a nice price at 8-1. So let's make sure we put the nine horse in there, Dave. So our selections in the sixth race are the 7, 3, and 9.
Okay, and we're at the seventh race, and seventh race was, as we were excited to be looking at this race, is your horses was running, but there was some news on that. But I will give the stats of this race. It's a 6-furlong race, purse is $75,000, and it's 3-year-old fillies, and it also starts the first leg of the pick four.
Yeah, so in this seventh race, Dave, yeah, our horse Navajo was drew the rail in this race, but scratched yesterday with some stomach issues. Hopefully, nothing serious. In fact, I just got an update from Woodford Racing just a little while ago, saying that she looks like she's recovering pretty quickly from this. So hopefully her layoff won't be too long. I obviously had made her our top selection this race. So
that's right.
So I had to take her out. And now I have had to readjust our selections in this race. So in the seventh race, Dave, my top pick and horse I thought was going to be very competitive with my horse was going to be the three horse Enrage. Enrage is trained by Ben Colebrook, BJ Hernandez, the jockey. This horse is 9-2 in the morning line. 1-1 at Keeneland, a sub 12 second-eighth of a mile in that race in the fall on October 26th. Pretty good trainer off the layoff. Nice price at 9-2. Let's make the three horse Enrage our top selection in the seventh race. And then our second selection in this race is going to be the 10 horse Smart Response, easy for me to say. Joe Sharp trains Ape Achiza as the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse was a $525,000 purchase, Dave. Sharp is going turf to dirt here, which he's pretty effective at. This horse has been sprinting on the turf, and now about to go to the dirt. I got a feeling this horse is going to show early speed out of that outside post position. So let's make the 10 horse Smart Response our second selection. Okay. And then our third and final selection is going to be Divine Queen. Divine Queen's the 5 horse. William Bradley trains. Calvin Borrell is the jockey, 12-1, as I said, in the morning line. We've got a Tampa shipper at 12-1 with a good speed jockey. And if the 10 doesn't get the lead, the 5 will. And he has a chance to possibly go wire to wire in this field. So a nice price play here to include in your multi-win race wagers. Okay. So in this seventh race, Dave, let's make our selections the 3, the 10, and the 5.
Right. Eighth race, a mile in the 16th. It's a purse of $80,000. It's for 4-year-olds and upward. Lots of criteria. That's all you need to know. Give us your picks.
Yep. So my top selection in this race, Dave, in a long shot key horse is the 7, Stick Stately Dude. Greg Burchell is the jockey. Robbie Alvarado. Greg Burchell's the trainer. Robbie Alvarado's the jockey. This horse is, as I said, is 12-1 the morning line. We get third off a layoff on a horse that has showed early speed in those two races off the layoff. It's pretty significant equipment change here, getting blinkers off, having had them on the last two races. That will probably get this horse to settle a little bit. But those two races off the bench have probably built this horse up and put this horse on the muscle for this race. So we get third off the layoff. We get 12-1 in the morning line. So let's make this 7 horse Stick Stately Dude our top selection in this eighth race, Dave. Our second selection in this race is going to be the one horse. The one horse is One Liner. One Liner is trained by Todd Pletcher, Jose Ortiz, 8-5 in the morning line. Fletcher Ortiz, 8-5. Need to make sure we put this horse in our in our multi-win race ragers. But I think our horse has got a shot here. I think our seven horse certainly from a you know, has produced a 103 buyer speed figure, and I think the one horse is tops buyer speed figure is 102. It is. So I know that you know, this horse is lightly raced. You know, it's an into mischief horse. It's Todd Pletcher. You know, we probably ought to make sure that we put this horse in our gimmick. So let's make the one horse one liner our second selection, and our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be all the way outside. We're going to go to the 10 horse senior investment, Kenny McPeak trains, BJ Hernandez, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse has a bunch of class, raced in the Belmont last year in the Preakness, raced in the Belmont Derby on the turf. You know, these are this horse is second off a layoff. You know, obviously needed the last race, so I'm sure there's a better effort sitting there for a horse that has been racing against much better. So let's make the 10 horse our third selection here. So in race 8 at Keeneland, Dave, our selections are the 7, the 1, and the 10.
Okay, and move to ninth race. Actually, the ninth race is the only graded stakes race this in this card on Saturday. It's a mile and a half long distance there for on the turf. This is a grade two. It's the 33rd running of the Dixie Ann Elkhorn, $250,000, and it's for four-year-olds on upward. Your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is the 7 horse, one go, all go. Charles Dickey trains. Chris Landeros is the jockey. 10-1 in the morning line, so nice. I'm giving out a nice long shot play here. I think this horse has a chance to go wire to wire. Certainly those last two races producing 100 buyer speed figures, lost to a couple of nice horses, High Happy and Saddler's Joy, in those last two races at Gulfstream. But it's kind of horse that eventually is going to it's gonna wire a field, coming up short just the last two times. Should be fit and ready to go here. And I see Landeros putting this thing on the front end, and at 10-1, I think this is a nice play to put on top. So let's make the 7 horse. One go, all go, our top selection. Our second selection will be the 3-horse call provision. Chad Brown, Jose Ortiz, 5-1 in the morning line. Chad's a ridiculous 53% right now at Keeneland. 17 horses he's put on the track, 9 wins, 3 seconds, 2 thirds. And he's 55% when he puts Ortiz up. And this horse shows multiple sub 12-second eighths of a mile. So this horse will be coming at our horse here in the lane. So, and a 5-1, pretty nice price for a Chad Brown horse. Let's make the 3-horse call provision our second selection. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is the 10. It's in the post. Jeff Mullins trains. Tyler Bays has come in to ride this thing. As the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. I look for patterns, Dave. And if you look last year, this horse raced in the San Luis Rey at Santa Anita and then showed up at Keeneland and won the Elkhorn. Now take a look at what just happened. He just won the San Luis Rey again in 2018, and now he's going into the Elkhorn. So if patterns have anything to do with anything, it's in the post. We'll probably win the race. Certainly, Bays fits this horse well. Great winning record. You know, I don't like low priced horses in very competitive races on the turf. So, but we had to make sure we put this 10 horse in as our third selection and include it in all of our picks. So, in Keeneland's ninth race, Dave, our selections are the 7, the 3, and the 10.
All right, then, the final race of Keeneland for Saturday, April 21st, is the 10th race. It's 6 furlongs, main special weight, $74,000. This is for maiden three-year-olds. Your picks.
Yeah, so I'm going to end our card with another nice live long shot. Let's make the 8-horse Boots with Michael Ewing as the trainer, Robbie Alvarado as the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. This horse has got a race at Keeneland. Raced on April 6th at Keeneland, got cooked in a really fast pace from an outside post. So, you know, probably it will improve off of that. And certainly at a much more reasonable pace, this horse has a chance to get on the front end and maybe with Robbie wire the field at 12 to 1. So let's make 8 boots our top selection. Our second selection will be the 7 horse King of Court, trained by Barbara Minshall. Florent Giroux is the jockey, 4 to 1, the morning line. Some nice bullet workouts here. This trainer is 25% with maiden special weight horses, 14% with first-time starters. Horse is getting Lasix for the first time and also is out of Spitestown as the sire, who I really like very early in a horse's career, that kind of breeding. So Let's make King of the Court at 4 to 1 our second selection. And our third and final selection is going to be the 6 Totally Boss. Brian Lynch trains, Declan Cannon's the jockey, 6 to 1 in the morning line. I have circled here the workout, the 3-furlong workout at Keeneland in 35-2. That's a really nice workout. It's that horse's first time gelding, $180,000 purchase. So maybe the change in physical equipment will help this horse out. So let's make our selections here then, Dave, in Keeneland's 10th race, the 8, the 7, and the 6.
Whew, man, we made it through 30 minutes here, and you got every all 10 races. Usually around this time, we only have 3 or 4 races that you handicapped.
That was exhausting.
It was good.
It was fun.
A lot of races here. I mean, that's a great thing about podcasts. You can go back, listen. You could get your podcatcher going and slow down the speed or speed it up, whatever you want. So you can go back and listen. But a lot of great picks and the full card. So you'll be you're all ready to go to be ready to bet at Keeneland. So let's wrap this up. Again, go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. And as I talked about at the beginning of the show, just go to those links at the very top of the page. You know how to click to them. I just talked about it earlier. You click on them. You can be able to listen to us. All of those ways of getting to listen to us. And you're listening, so we know you are. So just go out to that website, click those links. Again, go out to Twitter. Follow us at OffTheChartsHR, and there will be any podcast updates that might happen, any race day changes, and other picks. And then you didn't mention the weather. Is there any weather concerns for tomorrow?
No, supposed to be low 60s in Lexington tomorrow as I check the weather conditions. I also should just mention, Dave, this is a once-in-a-while thing, me doing entire car.
It's a lot of work.
our original intent with this podcast was to be very stakes focused and Saturday stakes focused, and we're gonna stay true to what we intended this to be. Sure. But every once in a while, Dave, I like to you know me, I handicap the entire card, and So I just thought it'd be interesting to see what we might be able to do with some pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives. Since you and I are going to be playing them together tomorrow, We might as well offer them up to all the listeners. And, hopefully they'll take some of our horses and especially some of the long shots and maybe some of the keys that I've mentioned and put them in their gimmicks, since it seems to be the wager that we seem to do best at playing those multi-win race wagers. So
I welcome any feedback. Go on Twitter. Give us any feedback of what you think of this type of episode. If you want to hear more of this and you want to hear more cards, you'll definitely think about it. And maybe you'll hear another one in the future with a full card. So you could do that on Twitter, as well as you can ask a question or send us some feedback at our email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, any more closing comments before we wrap this up?
No, Dave, just looking forward to a fun Saturday of handicapping and watching the races at Keeneland.
Great, and I can't wait. I think we're going to hopefully have some great winners for tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate that. Good luck and good racing.